Vo'einein shikur ubal mum. If a person's a zar is not a kohen, or else he's not wearing the big dekuna, vo'einein, even if you have a kohen wearing his big dekuna, but somebody was mace, and they didn't bury him yet, one of his seven kreifim was mace, that he has to shit shiva for them, and he didn't bury the mace yet, he's an oinein, he's not allowed to do the avoidim. Shikur, else he drank too much wine and became a little, drank a revias yayin, a little bit high from it. Or balmum, or else the kohen that's a balmum, he has something wrong with him, is the kabbalah, to do the avoid of kabbalah sadam. Is after somebody shechted the korban. Now to hold the mizvah and receive the dam, it's possible with one of these people. Over hoylocha, and carrying the blood to the mizbeach, is possible with one of these people. Over zrika, and to do the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach is also possible. It's possible. V'chein yeshiv, who adin if you, even a kosher kohen, but if he's sitting down, b'shas he's doing the avoid of kabbalah sadam, or b'shas he's doing the zrika, it's also possible. The Rashi says, v'chein yeshiv, teboyi la'amoy l'sharis, you have to be stand when you do the avoida. If you're sitting, it's possible. V'chein smoil possible, enough in a tosefta, enough in a brisa that says, that v'chein smoil, if you use your left hand, b'shas the kabbalah sadam, or else b'shas the halacha, it says clearly, even by carrying the blood from the Mokum Ashkita to the Mizbeach, it's also possible if you do your left hand, use your left hand. So Mar says Tiyufta, so it's a Tiyufta to Rav Sheshes. Here you see clearly that the left hand is possible for the avoiders of halacha. And the Ritva says the way you have to answer Rav Sheshes is Raya from our Mishnah that says that the Kohen is allowed to carry the calf in his left hand, that the Pshat is like we said before, that Mikra didn't really don't have to have a calf altogether. Really, there's no din to put the keteris into the kli. Really, the Kohen Gadol could hold the keteris in his hands. It's only practical to be put it into the kli. So therefore, there's no real halacha how to carry the kli. That's why you're allowed to carry it even in your left hand. Mashenken by the halacha is hadam. Well, the other halacha is you have to have a kabbalah, you have to receive the blood in the kli, and now there's an avoid of halacha carrying the kli. For sure, you have to carry it in your right hand, and it's possible to do it with your left hand. So it's a tiyufta to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, like himself, knew this last brisa. He himself knew this halacha that small is possible. A raya even asked this kasha to somebody else. So it's a kasha in Rav Sheshes. How could he first bring a raya? For now, Mishnah that has kasha b'smol, if there's enough in the brisa, and he knew this brisa, that said that it's possible. What's the raya? The Omalei Rav Sheshes liyamayrud Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes said over to the Amayrud, to the interpreter of Rav Chizda, so the one who was saying over Rav Chizda Shir, that boyim name Rav Chizdi told this Amayra, that boyim name Rav Chizdi told this Amayra, you asked the Shaila from Rav Chizda, that halacha bizar mahu. What's the halacha if a zar, not a koyin, does the avoid of halacha? After they made the Kabbalah Saddam, a zar comes and carries the blood from the Mokum Ashkita until the Mizbeach. What's the halacha? Omalei, so Rav Chizdi answered back, Shaira, I say it's kosher. Hey, this avoid of halacha is kosher even bizar. Or mikra misayeni, and I have a rise in the pasuk like this. And the pasuk says, "Vayishchetu haPesach." They shechted the korban Pesach. Vayizuku haKahanim miYodom vaHalaviyah mavshitim. That Leviyim put out the hands, and the Kahanim put the dam on the hands. And Poshet Mashma, the Leviyim made the halacha. Now the Leviyim are like Azar. They're not Kahanim. So you see, even Leviyim, even Zarim, are also allowed to do the halachas hadam. That's why Rav Chizda answered back. And now Umayser Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked his shaila back to Rav Chizda from our brisa that says, Zar v'oinein shikur u'balmum b'kabolo u'v'holocha. It says clearly in the brisa, even b'shas te'avoydes halocha, you are not allowed to have a zar. U'v'zrika, who adin to met zrika zadam, is posel. V'chein yoshev v'chein smoil posel. Who adin if you're sitting down when you do these avoydes, or else if you're holding it in your left hand, it's posel. So Rav Sheshes now, Vaistais, understood, knew this brisa. That's why he asked the kasha to Rav Chizda from this brisa. So what's the kasha? If Rav Sheshes knew this brisa, how come before, and the first shayla, if you lied to do halacha b'smoil, he said it was kosher, why didn't he know this brisa that says clearly, it's possible b'smoil? The same way now he's asking the kasha and Rav Chizda, that how could you say the avoidus halacha is kosher bizarre? I, there's nothing in the brisa that says it's possible bizarre. So the Moran says, Bosa de Shomar Hoda Oiswa. It's not the true. At the beginning, Rav Sheshes did not know this brisa. That's why at the beginning, Rav Sheshes brought a riot from now, Mishnah. You are allowed to do the halacha in your left hand. And then the Gemara slugged up Rav Sheshes and told him, no, there's a brisa that says not like you. The brisa says that in your left hand, b'shas t'avoydes halacha, it's possible. Now, after Rav Sheshes accepted this Braisa, now when he asked the question to Rav Chisda, and when Rav Chisda answered him to say that it's kosher, the Avodas Halacha is kosher, bizarre, now Rav Sheshes went to shlug up Rav Chisda from this Braisa, the same way they shlugged him up, but after they shlugged him up, he accepted the Braisa, now he went and shlugged up Rav Chisda from this Braisa also. Therefore, there's no spiro. That the Gemara before happened first, then it happened over here. Fred the Gemara though, I bar Rav Chisda krokomer, but good, you have a Braisa, but Rav Chisda has a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that it says the Kahanim gave the dam to the Levim, and they master made the halacha. So the Gemara, how could a Zahar make the halacha? Either Braisa says the Zahar is possible. So Gemara answers, the Ovid Maisa Itzdebo, that not really the Levim carried the blood, the dam, they didn't make a Maisa halacha, they just stood still. And they were like a stool, like a table, that the Kahanim just put down the Mizrug in their hands, and they didn't move, they didn't budge. And later the Kahanim came back again and took it further. So really the Kahanim did the whole Avodas Halacha. It was only a Maisitzdebo, like a stool, that they just put it down in their hands. Therefore there's no psul of Halacha bizarre. More of item. Boyi Rapapa. Rapapa calls a shout like this. Chofein Chaveiroi V'nosan L'toy Chofnov Maho. What about a first Koyin makes the Chvina? It's on Yom Kippur, outside in the Azorim, not the Koyin God leaving. Another Koyin comes and takes two handfuls worth of the Keteris, and he pours it into the Koyin Godol's handful, two handfuls, and he fills up the two handfuls of the Koyin Godol full of Keteris. What's the Lachem? Mole Chofnov Binon Voika. Is the Torah only makpid that the Koyin Godol has to have his two handfuls full of Keteris, and the Maisa now it's filled up, even though he didn't do a Maisa of taking it, but the Maisa somebody put it into his hand, so his two handfuls now are filled up, that's enough. Or Dilma, maybe not. The Pasuk says, V'lokach v'hevi binan. You have to do a Maisa l'kicha, you have to take the Chfina, you have to take with your own two hands the Keteris into your two hands. V'olek, and here you don't have it, therefore take with the Gemara blies by a Sofik. And Miller, the Shiloh is, like the Pasuk says, V'lokach m'loy ha-machto gachla yesh me'al ha-mezbech. You're supposed to first take the shovel full of coals off the mezbech ha-chitzayim. L'fnei Hashem, u'm'loy chofnov keter samim dako v'hevi mi'beis ta'proiches. And then it says, u'm'loy chofnov yishag with two handfuls of the keter samim dako v'hevi and bring it. So the question is, the first word v'lokach, does it only go on the m'loy ha-machto, that you have to take the shovel full of coals? On the next part of the pasuk of Umoloi Chofnov, the word Vlokha does not go on. Therefore, it doesn't mean you have to take two handfuls, but as long as you have two handfuls. See, even if somebody else puts it into you, fills up your two handfuls, that also would be good. Or else, no, we read it, the first word Vlokach goes on the whole pasuk. It's Vlokach Moloi Hamachto, and as if it said again, Vlokach Moloi Hachofnov. You have to also take your two handfuls. Therefore, here the Kohen Gadol did not take his two handfuls worth of keteris, but rather somebody put it into him, therefore be posel, so the Gemara obliged by tekel. The Gemara's masupik, what's chat really in this posik? Yeah, the Gemara vaita. Boy, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks a shana like this, that chofein umeis. Let's say first the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur made the chvina. He made his two handfuls worth of keteris, and he poured it into the calf. And then the Kohen Gadol died. And now the appoint, the skan, the second one, takes over. Now we have a new Kohen Gadol. Could the second Kohen Gadol go in with this chafinam, with the amount of keteris in the calf from the first Kohen Gadol's? Or no, do we say he has to make a new maisa chafinam? He has to take a new two handfuls worth of keteris. Or else no, since the first Kohen Gadol, he was a Kohen Gadol, he made the maisa chafinam, he took his two handfuls and put the keteris into the calf, you already have the mitzvah chafinam. Now all you have to do is just have the Kohen Gadol. Just let the Kohen Gadol be marked to like the keteris that's inside the calf. It doesn't have to have another Maisa Chvina. That's the Gemara Sofik here. So Gemara says like this. Omer Rav Chanina, so Rav Chanina said back like this. Bo v'ro, come and see, Shilta Sarishreinim. That the Shiloh that the Yeshua ben Levi is asking right now is a very good Shiloh. That's the Shiloh that the Rishreinim also asked. So Rashi learns like this. Omer Rav Chanina. Le Tamidim, he said over to his Tamidim, Bovaro, Shador Achra, in the second door, Zeichel Ischachem Kederos HaRishonim, are as smart as the first generations were. Shafani Hoyisi Shel Shilazu, even me myself, I also asked this question. The Yachshav Sholom Abishua Ben Levi, Shum Min HaRishonim, In other words, Rabbi Chanina was saying, I myself asked this question before, and now I see the way Rabbi Shua ben Levi is also asking this question, and he's from the Rishonim. So Rabbi Chanina was saying, like, it's good to see that Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the same question. So it comes out so far is like Rabbi Chanina was the younger one, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was the older one. So more so like this, Lameimer, you want to tell me to Rabbi Shua ben Levi Kshisha that he was the older one? Like now Rabbi Chanina was saying about himself that he sees he asking the same type of questions that the older ones asked. I have Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said like this, that Li hit the Rabbi Chanina, Lishtoi Shechlayim b'Shabbos, that Rabbi Chanina was matin me to drink Shechlayim on Shabbos. The type of a drink, that the type of a refuah, it heals me up, it's a refuah on Shabbos. And there's a question, if you're allowed to take a type of drink like this on Shabbos or not. So Rabbi Shua said over that his Rebbe, Rabbi Chanina, was matur, it said it's mutter. Said that you're allowed to drink it. So Gemara says like this, that pshita, so Gemara says lishta is pshita. It's time to drink it, avad you're allowed to. That the Tanan, we learned like this, kola oichlin oicholodim refuah, any type of a food that normal people eat, even though you're reading it now for the purpose of healing yourself for refuah, that's mutter. Any type of a drink you're allowed to drink, as long as it's a drink that healthy people also drink, like tea, and now you have a sore throat, so even though you're taking it for a refuah, that's mutter to drink on Shabbos. So here also, this shechlayim mashma was a drink that healthy people also used to drink, so of course you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. Like, what was the shaila? Elo, the question was, lischoik v'lishtoi shechlayim b'Shabbos. The question was, are you allowed to take the shechlayim, the type of a herb, and grind it up on Shabbos, and make the drink on Shabbos? He doing a malach of schikah. So that was the question, are you allowed to do this on Shabbos or not? So Gemara says, hechi dami, how are we talking about? Idi ikas sakantam, if we're talking about you have a chayla, somebody that's sick, that has a chayla nefoshes, and this is the cure for him, so mishrashari, of course it's mutter, like why not, like any other malach you're allowed to do for a chayla on Shabbos, that's a sakana. Vida leka sakanta, elam I know, he's sick, but he's not that sick, there's no doubt that he will die, so mela, meser osir. Havad, you can't do malachas for stam achelo on Shabbos. So here you're doing a malach of tchina, you want to grind up the shechlayim, for sure it's osir. So how was the matter to you? So Gemara says, liyer lom dika sakanta. It's true, we're talking about a person that has a sakana, a person that's very sick, and it's a question if he's going to die or not. So then in such a case, you are allowed to do malachas for him. So what's the question then? For ocha komi boyle, you know what his question was? You know what? Rabbi Shua Malevi asked his Rebbe Rabbi Chanina. The question was, is this called a refuah? Does this heal him or not? Like if you tell me this is a good cure, this is a medicine, so then I know the halacha is I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos, so I'll go ahead and grind up the shechlayim to make the drink on Shabbos. The other side is no, this is not called a good refuah. This does not heal the person. So therefore, even though he's a chelish eshpei sakana, but I'm not allowed to grind the shechlayim because this is not going to be a cure for him. Is mele v'loy nechel alayin Shabbat. I won't be mechal Shabbos for him. So Mor says now, so that's the way Rav Chizda and Chanina answered back this Talmud, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So this is all part of the Kasha, that we see Rabbi Shua ben Levi was younger, and he asked the question from his Rabbi Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina answered him. So this is the question, how could Rabbi Chanina say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was older? Here it's Mashmano, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the Talmud, he was younger. Now the Mor Stam says, Ramayishno Rabbi Chanina, how come they asked the question to Rabbi Chanina, like was he a doctor or not? So Gemara says, yes, Mishrom Dabokhi Brifuas. Rabbi Chanina knew clearly all different type of medicines, how to heal somebody. What's the Raya? Before, so, the Omer Rabbi Chanina, Me'elom Loisha'alni Odom, Almakas Prey De Levono V'choya. Nobody ever asked me about the question about if somebody got bit by a white mule and he lived after it. In other words, people used to ask him all different types of medicine problems, and he used to answer them, but for this there was no cure. For the Gemara Ayavok HaChazina V'chaya, we see people do live, even though they're bit from a white mule. Have the Gemara Eimah V'choyis, he meant to say nobody gets healed. Or it's true, maybe you don't die, but that wound always stays there. For the Gemara again, no, V'chaya V'chazina V'misri, we see people do get healed up from this wound. So what do you mean, Rabbi Chanina answered that nobody ever got healed up? So more mean to say, we're talking about a special type of a bite of a mule. V'sumkon inu V'chiyurin reish karayu. We're talking about a mule that it itself is red. Only the tip, the head of its feet, that's white. If you get bit from such a mule, then he said there's no cure. Karminin. of a mikol mokum from any place, anyway, shema mina the Rabbi Chanina kshisha. Here we see Rabbi Chanina was the Rebbe, he was older, and the Yeshua lady was younger. So how come before Rabbi Chanina said his question is like the Rishonim asked before, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So Moran says no, elohochi komar. This is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. Shilton kishila shom Rishonim, just the opposite. That the question now that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is asking him, whether this question about the Chanina, if it's good or not, is the same type of a question that the Rishonim I asked before. Now it's true, Rabbi Chanina is the older one. And when he heard his Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the Shaila, he said, oh, but your Shaila was just like I asked the Shaila. So it's like he's giving a shmach to his Talmud now, that his Talmud is just like him asking the same type of a question. Again, the question is, what's going to be if the first Kohen made the Chvina, and then he was mace? Could the second Kohen go that it takes over, use the first Chvina, the same Chvina that's in the Kaf now from the first Kohen Godel, or does he have to make a new mace Chvina? So Gemara says, Omiyam Rabbi Chanina Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Chanina said over that this question, he asked the same question as Talmud Rabbi Shul ben Levi asked? Rabbi Chanina said like this, I'll prove to you he can't have such a question. According to Rabbi Chanina, for sure, you have to make over a second Maisa Chvina. What's the raya? Why? Because Rabbi Chanina himself says that the par, for loy b'domi shopar. The locher is, when the Kohen Gadol brings his own par in Yom Kippur, and he after makes the Shechita, let's say he's mace. The locher is, the second Kohen Gadol cannot use that blood and just make the Zrikas Adam, but rather he has to make the Shechita over again. But that's this Rosha, but par, flebadomish par. It has to be your par, your shchitas par. And you can't use the first Kohen Gadol's par. In other words, this we'll soon see this in the machlekes in the Gemara later. But this is where Rabbi Chanina dashes. Like Rashi says, be par, flebadomish par, bezois yova yaron elokredish, be par, be par. As part of the post, says Aaron comes into Kohen Gadoshim with the avoid of his par. So we dash in for loy bedomi shopar, and that was just the blood of the par. That means shim shochat poro yomes. If the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur shechted his par, and then the Kohen Gadol himself was mace, is ein hamishamish tachtov nichnas b'yeis adam. The second Kohen Gadol cannot use that blood lifnim. El tzorach lovi par acher. He has to bring another par, another ox. V'shochat and shechted. Now v'chiv on the tzorach lovi par acher, tzorach lechafin liachish chitosoi. That's pshita. Since when the first Kohen Gadol dies, he's the second one, so we have to bring a new par. Pshita, the chfina, has to be done after the shchita of the par. So therefore, if you do the chfina before the shchita, it's possible. So for sure, the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do a second ma'isa chfina. And the Gemara says, V'yomer Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said like this, another halacha, that ketores shechofno koidem shchita sapar. If the ketores, as you make the chfina, you make the two handfuls of the ketores, before you shecht your par, is halacha le'yosav le'klum, it's no good. So mele here, since the first Kohen Gadol made the Chvina. Now the Seder of the Avodas are, that first you do the Shechita of his par, and you make the Kabbalah Sadam, and then you give the Dam to another Kohen that mixes up, stirs up the blood, and then the Kohen Gadol first goes to do the Chvina. Now we're talking about now he made his Chvina, and then he died. So since he died after the Shechita of his par, the second Kohen Gadol is going to have to make a new Shechita. He's going to have to start over the par over again. So therefore, the first Chvina, it comes out, was done now before his Shechita. And that's possible according to Rabbi Chanina. So Pshita, after the second Kohen Gadol makes the second Shechita, he's going to have to do over again his second Chvina. So how could Rabbi Chanina ask for Shaila? Could the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's Chvina? Pshita is not allowed to use it. So why is he saying it's a good question? So Mar said like this, Hochi Komer. This is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. Midu komi boilei. Since you, Rabbi Shuba Levi, is asking this for a question, if the second Kohen Gadol could use the first Kohen Gadol's chvina, his two handfuls worth of keteris that he put into the kaf and then he died, ho mechlal, it's a raya, the ksava, you, Rabbi Shuba Levi, holds that the par, v'yafilu b'domi shapar. You like hold not like me. You hold like the Rabbanon hold. It was also like Rish Lakish holds like that. That even though the first Kohen Gadol made the shchita of his par, and then he was mace, the second Kohen Gadol does not have to do a second Shechita. He's allowed to just use the dam of that first par. So the Meiler of Chanina said, "Olamai the Sirir Lei." According to your Shechita, that you do not have to do the Shechita again. Shil Soi Kishil Soi Rishonim. You asked a very good Shaila. Then the question is very good. That what halacha could the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's Chvina? Because he doesn't have to do another Ma'aser Shechita, and this Chvina was done after the first Shechita. Therefore, it's a kosher chvina. So that's the question. Could the second Kohen Gadol use the ktheret that sins the calf or does he have to do another Maisa Chvina? So Warren says, good, but my heavy law, what's the maskana though? So good, it was a good question. But what's the law though? What do we hold in such a case? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa. The Papa says like this. Two Lashonis. One Lashon is like this. If you hold the law, you have to do a second time Mechvina. In other words, a regular case where you have only one Kohen Gadol. So we said now he makes the Maisa Chvina, he takes the two handfuls outside and he pours it into a cup. And then he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim holding the calf in his left hand and the macht of the coals in his right hand. And then inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim he has to first put down the macht of the pan full of coals. And then on top of the pan he sprinkles the kateros on top of it. Now how does he do it? There's a machoikis. One Madiyama says when you get inside you have to again pour the kateros from that spoon into your two handfuls. Like make another Maisa Chvinam. And then from your two handfuls, that's how you spill the keteris on the gecholim. So according to that man, the yom that holds, that choyfin, v'choyzev v'choyfin, you have to do another ma'isa chvinom, is a melech haveiro nichtas v'chafinosei. That's as far to say, the second Kohen Gadol could use the first Kohen Gadol's chvinom. He could use that calf. Because like anyway, he has to do a second ma'isa chvinom when he comes inside. So at the end, it ends up to be in his handful, and his two hands are full of it. So that's enough. He does not have to do the first chvina over again. That's one svara. Aber I ein chayfin, the chayzev a chayfin, then tiboylach. But if you tell me the loch is you do not have to do a second maista chvina, it's enough just outside you do the chvina and you put it into the calf. And now when you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you just sprinkle the keteris from the calf onto the gecholim, now you could have your question. Now it's doubtful that since the second Kohen Gadol did not make the chvina, so he has to do it over again. But if you tell me that that's first sad, that anyway you have to do a second Maisa Chvina, then for sure there's no doubt here, there's no question, you do not have to do over again the first Chvina. You could just use the way it is right now, the terrorist that's in the calf. And just worry that when you get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you pour it back into your hands. So Gemara says, Omalei Rapuna, Pred of Yeshul Rapopom, Adarab, it should be just the opposite way. Yisfar should be just the opposite. If the locher is when you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to pour back the keteris from the spoon into your handfuls, then lo yikonis acha bechefinosai. Then the second Kohen Gadol cannot use the first one's chvinam, this calf, the amount of keteris that came out of the first Kohen Gadol's two hands. Why? Because yefsheh shlo yechsev shlo yoser. It's not possible that the two Kohen Gadol's have the same size hands. So either it'll be a little bit too much in the second one's hands, or a little bit too less. So therefore, for sure, the second one cannot use the first one's chvina. As if you tell me when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he can't just pour from the calf onto the coals. He has to pour from the calf back into his hands, so he has to make sure that his two hands will be full of molech chvinov. He has to have the two handfuls worth of kteris, so he's not going to have it. Because usually two people don't have the exact same size hands. So that's the score of a cat that won't be good. Just the opposite. V'ein choyfin choyzev choyfin mashenk that the loch is when you go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do not have to do another ma'isa chvina. You could just use the keteris in the spoon. So then tiboyloch. Then you'll have your shayla. Then it'll be a good question whether you could use the first Kohen Gadol's chvina or not. And the Gemara says now tiboyloch because this is a question. The Gemara asked for shayla. Choyfin choyzev choyfin oiloi. What's the loch? That even though you already made the molech chofnov outside, you took your two handfuls worth of the keteris, and you poured it into the calf. Now when you come into Kodesh HaKadoshim, do you a second time have to pour this keteris back into your handfuls, and then put it onto the gecholim, or not? So where says Tosha Oiloi, or you don't have to do that. Or did you just pour from the calf the way it is? So where says Tosha, I'll come and bring you raya. Kach hoiso midosai. Our Mishnah says, this is the midah, this is the way you did the chvinam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, kishem shem midosim mibachutz, kach midosim mibifnim, that the same way outside, you first made the molech chofnov, you made the two handfuls, you put it into the calf, who are then now also, when you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you a second time have to get all that keteris back into your two handfuls. So you see, you do have to have another ma'isa chvinim inside. So Gemara says, no, Lloyd, maybe that's not Pshana Mishnah. Dilma, the Mishnah means to say, Shimrotza lasis mida oisai. If you want, you could use a measuring cup, like we had a shalom before. In other words, a locher is moly chofnov, you just have to have that much amount of keteris. Let's say you measure and you know your two handfuls hold exactly a pound, so all you have to have is just a pound of the keteris. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The kachoy semidosa, that you're allowed to use a measuring cup, you don't but have to use your two hands. In Amin, the pshat is, shelo yechsa v'shelo yoyser. It just means to say that the same amount of keteris that you took at the beginning, your two handfuls, that's how much keteris you have to use later in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But not that you have to do another Maisa Chfina later, get those keteris back into your two hands. Maybe no. Maybe it's enough just to pour it from the spoon on top of the coals. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Kachach HaMidosa means that nothing could be missing, or you can't add to it. That same measurement that you made outside of the Molei Chofnov, that's how much keteris you have to have now in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But maybe there's no raya to our Shaila, either way, whether you're allowed to use a measuring cup, or whether you have to do a second Maisa Techfina, get the keteris back into your handfuls, I tell you there's no raya from our Mishnah. So Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you raya like here from here. So that this Toshima, the din is, Ketzad Huoysa. How do you do the second